I thought it was Al Zawar, sir. Zawahiri claims entire world is a battlefield. Switzerland surrenders. 30 July 2006. This is Reverend Zim for News. Jimach, Pakistan. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, frightened the Swiss government to the point of forcing the entire nation of Switzerland to surrender, despite the fact that his threats did not directly mention Switzerland. Quote, "All the world is a battlefield open in front of us," unquote, said Zawahiri in a recent video. Quote, "All your base are belong to us. Islam must rule from Spain to Iraq," unquote. However, Switzerland is not the first to have surrendered to terrorism. Finland, Sweden, and France surrendered in early 2002. On a side note, France has surrendered to just about every country with the suffix of STAN, i.e. Pakistan, Turkmenistan, etc., and even some non-countries, such as NAMBLA. That's the National Association for Man, Boy, Love, something, for anybody who's interested. Anyway, United States Senator Ted Kennedy lauded Switzerland for their surrender, calling Switzerland's actions bandwagon, but the safest way to handle terrorism. While news anchor Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor called Switzerland's actions un-American. Quote, "Switzerland's military, famous for their primitive arsenal of rocks, would be extinguished within seconds in battle," unquote, said Lieutenant Brad Armstrong of the U.S. Army. Swiss government has also updated their national flag from that of the white cross with a red background to simply just a white cloth, coincidentally also the international flag of surrender. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for listening.